Fortunately, it doesn't hurt them too bad as Michael Anderson gets 10, and they'll just drive. We'll start from Harbor Beach's own 45-yard line as they go back under center to the wing tee.
They'll get one playoff here in the third quarter before time expires. A handoff to number 42, Ethan Hessling dives forward to about the 47-yard line for a gain of 2 on the play. Tackle made by Jared Ryder for Lakers. And that is how we'll each end the end of the third quarter with an 8-0 ball game. Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing. No score in the third quarter. One possession ball game as we enter the final 12 minutes in week number 9 right here on the WLW Sports Network.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due at signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Devin Puff breaks out for a huge run on a 2nd-and-7 from the 48-yard line. Inside Laker territory, finally forced out of bounds to the 20-yard line. After a 32-yard gain, forced out of bounds by Gage Brownell, somehow gets down the field and forces him out after a huge 32-yard run.
Wow, finally we get a big play in this game. We haven't seen one, right? Of course. Where else would we rather be? But a big run by Devin Puff as he's able to get through the line of scrimmage. And one, he plants that left foot and goes right at the Laker sideline. And when he gets to that sideline and turns it upfield, Gage Brownell's the last man standing, and he's able to make that tackle as he knocks him out of bounds at the Harbor, at the 20-yard line of Lakers, as now Harbor Beach moves into the red zone of Lakers for only the second time tonight.
Now, let's see, Devin Puff leading carrier, 15 carries, 87 yards and one score. The only score in this ballgame, 11:34 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing. First and 10 from the Laker 20-yard line with the wind at their back. T formation, Anderson under center. And it's going to be a handoff to Devin Puff. Breaks out of that line of scrimmage down to the 15 and falls forward at the 14-yard line. Tackle made by number 54, Gage Brownell, nose guard for this Laker defense. The second down, 4 to go.
Right back to Devin Puff again, and he finds a way to get through that line of scrimmage again, and it takes the secondary and Gage Brownell to tackle him from behind to bring him down after that gain of 6 yards, maybe 7 at the most, but these are better situations for your offense. You can excel at second down and 6, and all of a sudden that Laker defense that was making back-to-back-to-back stops in the backfield scratching their heads here, but they still have an opportunity here. They need to stand tall and keep Harbor Beach out of the end zone.
Second down and 4 from the 14-yard line. Anderson gets the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Devin Finkel. He goes about maybe a yard to about the 12-yard line, 13, and Preston Warren rips him down to the ground for very minimal gain, if anything. A third down and 3 situation coming up for Harbor Beach.
It's been a while since Finkel got the ball, so it's good to see him get it. But when he goes off center to that left side, he runs right into Preston Warren, who slows him up just as he's going down. James Dubes puts the finishing touch on that hit. And now all of a sudden, a 1 yard gain. It's third down and 3, and Lakers defense back into it here, looking to make another stop and see if they can't spoil another Harbor Beach drive.
Third down and 3 from the 13-yard line of Laker territory, trying to stack on a second score in this evening. Anderson under center, 3-man backfield. There's the snap, hands off to Devin Puff, has the first down across the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. Tackle made by Preston Warren. 2 yards after the first down marker. Move the chains, first in goal for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the Laker 8-yard line. 9:44 left in the fourth quarter, 8-0.
It's a team leading 8 tackles now for Preston Warren, but that one comes a little too late as Devin Puff, all of a sudden no answer for him as he's able to rumble ahead and get that first down now. First and goal for the Pirates, already up 8-0 with 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Both teams enter tonight at 7-1 on the season. Just one loss for Harbor Beach way back in week number 2 against Marlette. One loss for our Lakers, and that's against the Greater Thumb West champs of Cass City. First and goal from the 8, 9:15 left in the fourth quarter. As a handoff to Devin Puff, keeps that head low and gets down to about the 7-yard line. It's a hard-fought 1 yard. That front line of Lakers defense swallowing up those holes as soon as they have it, as swept up and cleaned up by James Dubes, linebacker. Second and goal from the 6-7-yard line.
That time they stop Puff for a minimal gain. They do a good job of locating him and eliminating him from that play as he gets very little on the carry. Good stop there by Lakers. Still an opportunity here to keep Harbor Beach out of the end zone. They have to do it. And if Harbor Beach is able to score for the second time here, it's been tough to move the football on either one of these teams. To go up 2 scores would be huge.
Second and goal from the 7. T formation. Handoff to number 42. Ethan Hessling gets inside the 5 down to about the 2-yard line before he's stopped by Bryce Sears out of the secondary. And they might mark him down at the 3-yard line. And the third down, goal to go from the 3.
Nice run by Hessling. They go the opposite side of Puff. He's able to get half the distance to the goal or so. Third down and 3. Obviously, Harbor Beach going to use both of these next 2 plays to get in the end zone. Lakers got to dig in tight here and see if we come up with a big stop.
Third and goal from the 3, less than 8 minutes to play in regulation. 8-0, Harbor Beach leading, knocking on Lakers' door for the second time tonight. Anderson hands it off to Ethan Hessling into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Ethan Hessling rumbles in from 3 yards out for the second score of the night. It's now Harbor Beach 14-0 with 7:48 left in the fourth quarter.
That's a big series there for Harbor Beach. This defensive slugfest, Harbor Beach is able to get that explosive play that both teams have been looking for. That drive set up single-handedly by a Devin Puff 32-yard run to put him in a situation to score, and Ethan Hessling tops it off. Now Harbor Beach looking to add to it with another 2-point conversion here.
Going for 2. Harbor Beach trying to go for 2 here to make this 16-0. 7:48 left in the fourth quarter. T formation. Anderson hands it off to Hessling again. Goes up and gets out to about the 1-yard line. Stopped by Lakers number 54, Gage Brownell. And the 2-point conversion no good. 14-0. Harbor Beach leads Lakers. 7:48 left in the fourth quarter. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know, a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Harbor Beach strikes for the second time tonight. It's now 14-0 over the Youngstown Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Just 7 minutes and 48 seconds remain of the regular season. Harbor Beach will be kicking off with a win near the back. Kendall Gentner, center, nose guard, and also kicker. Something you don't see at the collegiate level. 14-0, Harbor Beach leading after a 55-yard drive, taking 4 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock in 7 plays. Kick comes down at the 25-yard line, bounces once and brought in by Andrew Siegfried, and he gets out to across the 30, down to about the 32-yard line before he's scooped up by the Harvey special teams. The black jerseys are wrapped all around him with 7:42 left in regulation. 14-0, Harbor Beach leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Lakers back on offense.
Well, Lakers give up their second